Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back, everyone. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in today for Tim and Julie Harris. We have the distinct honor today to be joined by Russ Cafano, the Senior Vice President of Industry Relations for Move Incorporated, the operator of Move.com, Realtor.com, Top Producer, List Hub, and Tiger Leads, just to name a few of the services that they provide. Now, Russ has over 25 years of real estate-related business management, technology, and legal experience, and he leads industry relations efforts on behalf of Move Incorporated with the real estate industry, the technology community, and the media. He's also involved with formulating, creating, and executing strategies that enable Move businesses to remain in high esteem within the real estate industry and with the related leading companies and trade groups. Today, he joins us to discuss the News Corp acquisition of Move Incorporated. Now, let's give a big welcome to Russ as he joins the call. And Russ, are you with us?
I am, Tim. Thanks for having me today.
Wonderful. Thank you again. I can't thank you enough for joining us. You know, the News Corp acquisition is just such an enormous story, and to be able to showcase that for our audience and help them understand what's going on in the industry, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. So let me start out, actually, with a little bit about you. Let me start out by asking about your background and what led you into the industry relations role with Move.com.
Well, Tim, I'm a lifer real estate industry guy. Much of my career was on the legal side. I began my career as what I call a baby lawyer in the state of Washington, where I was a legal hotline attorney for the Washington Realtors, and the realtors on the call will know in many states that provide the call-in service in the context of the Realtor Association to help them with legal issues. And, you know, I thought it was going to be a sort of a short-term durational job, and it ended up leading to a 25-year career in the real estate industry. I got to know and love realtors and their business. It led to me representing realtor associations and MLSs and doing consulting in the real estate industry, which led me to becoming an executive and general counsel with a large regional brokerage company, and then most recently a CEO of a state realtor association, mixed in with some technology work along the way. So, you know, at the end of the day, when we talk about industry relations here at Move, we talk about industry not as a capital I, but sort of industry with a bunch of segments that includes the National Association of Realtors, state and local associations, the individual agents, brokerage companies, franchise companies, and multiple listing services. And I have, in my 25 years, developed both relationships and practical experience with all those constituencies, which led me to, I think, what I believe is a perfect fit for my new role at Move.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things, and I can't highlight this enough for the audience, but I think that we all tend to think of large corporations like Move Incorporated as these large, sometimes monolithic, faceless entities, you know, where it's difficult to get a feel for who their constituents really are. And one of the things that just, I mean, impressed me so much about your background is your past work as the CEO of the Missouri Association of Realtors, and again, as the legal counsel that you talked about for the Washington Association of Realtors. Now, to me, this says that you get it in terms of what today's agent really needs, but it also says that Move Incorporated gets it by having you as the person to speak on their behalf.
Well, I agree with you. I think that, you know, that's what differentiates us from some of our competitors is that we very much not only say that we are the most industry-friendly website, but Move definitely walks the talk, and I'm a perfect example of that. We look at our relationship with the industry as a driving force in our business every day, and unless you have people within the company who truly understand it, both from the big brokerage standpoint, the big MLS standpoint, but quite frankly, down to the boots on the street agent, then you can't really walk the talk. And we do that very well. And I'm just one of many here at the company that have that type of background.
Well, what's your experience been like working for Move.com? What's your feel been for, you know, kind of the corporate environment and culture, and then I guess the competitive landscape that maybe surrounds that company? Could you tell me a bit about that?
Sure. So, and I'm like a lot of your viewers because, you know, for much of my career, I looked at Home Store in its previous version to Move, and then Move and how it operates Realtor.com. You know, really since its inception. In fact, I was for many people that may not know, Realtor.com was born out of an effort called RIN, the Realtors Information Network, back in the mid-90s. And I was actually a beta tester of the RIN network back then. So I have been an outsider looking into this organization for most of my career, and now I'm on the inside. And I can tell you that what I've come to discover is that Move is a large company. We have about 1,000 employees, and it is an immensely talented company. The people here are smart, they're bright, they work extremely hard, and they are committed to making Realtor.com the place for the industry to go from a national portal standpoint. So it is it's an incredibly fun, exciting, fast-paced organization, and with the acquisition by News Corp, I think that pace will just quicken just a couple steps.
Okay. Well, let me ask now, because, again, this goes back to earlier when we were talking about your background, because you have such depth, I guess, in the legal realm. Does the work that you're doing now as the industry spokesperson, does that involve doing any work as a legal counsel, or has that part of your career temporarily gone on hold while you serve as the industry representative?
Yeah, so no, I'm not in a legal role here at Move, but at the same time, I still, you know, use much of the legal skills that I developed over my career. You know, we're out working with multiple listing services on data content agreements, licensing data. You know, the things that you learn as a lawyer, quite frankly, you come in very beneficial to my job, the public speaking component, and those things. So I definitely leave the legal issues to our great legal team. But certainly, you know, kibitz along the way, if they'll let me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it makes sense. Now, the reason I asked that, actually, that I came back to the legal part was, I know that the National Association of Realtors lobbies very heavily on behalf of agents in the legislative world, and I know that Move Incorporated does share some interests with the NAR. So one of the things I was wondering about, I guess, is, you know, is Move.com, are they supporting legislation on behalf of agents, and is that something that as an industry rep, is that something that you really fall into, I guess, in any way?
So that's a great question. You know, our partnership, and it really is a partnership with the National Association of Realtors, we support each other. So we're the commercial side of the business, and we leave the advocacy to the National Association of Realtors. That is really their core competency, and they do it extremely well. I was very involved with that when I was in the Realtor Association world. We do help the National Association in that we have such a broad audience to consumers, and we're a channel in helping them deliver the message of advocacy to consumers, trying to understand what realtors do in the context of home ownership. The bottom line is that you know, you don't have to be in this business too long to know that realtors are not just about selling homes. They're about home ownership. That's one of the core value propositions of the Realtor Association. And the advocacy, for example, that they do is in support not just of the realtors and their business, but of people and their rights to own, buy, sell, and invest in real estate. And we absolutely help them provide that message to consumers.
Yeah, and the reason that, that I'd mentioned that was this is kind of leading up to the News Corp acquisition because, you know, it, when people think, oh, well, this, you know, people might think this is just one company purchasing another, acquiring another, but, you know, in reality, Move Incorporated is such an enormous part of the real estate infrastructure in the United States that, you know, a change like this, it impacts everything, and it even comes back to the legislative side, I think, in some ways. And so, so you know, now that I've kind of broached that question, I guess, for anybody who's who's just tuning in, who's maybe had their head buried in the sand for the last few weeks, I think it was maybe last Tuesday, last Monday, that, you know, there was an announcement that the News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch's company, is purchasing Move Incorporated, and then all the constituent companies as well. Now, can I ask you for kind of a brief on that? Were you guys knew about this sometime in advance, right? Can you give me kind of a bird's eye view of what this acquisition is?
Yeah, so just to clarify, the acquisition was announced on September 30th, which was not last week, but the week before, I think a Tuesday. And it's basically... it's pending. In other words, it has not closed yet, and we expect it to close sometime in the fourth quarter here before the end of the year. And it's obviously a monumental event for our company to have the honor of joining a company like News Corp and be part of their infrastructure, and which we think is what I know we'll talk about a little bit later, significantly benefit both our operations, but also the News Corp company as well.
Okay. I mean, it is big. It's a monumental change. I mean, for instance, one of the things that we've been asking ourselves is, you know, is News Corp likely to change list hub policies regarding listing syndication? You know, now that there's a new owner in charge, you know, is there a competitive change there that might affect Zillow, Trulia, or any of the other many, many organizations that get their real estate listing data through List Hub, which is a Move Incorporated company? You know, and I'd wondered if they were even in a contractual position where they could change those policies even if they wanted to. So is that something you can speak to?
So again, you know, the acquisition is not complete, and so it'd be sort of unfair to talk about what might happen afterwards. There's been no discussion, you know, at this point in time as to changing policies that would affect any of the publishers that receive data from List Hub, and quite frankly, it's in our business plan to maintain that platform in the context of building out a single pipeline for listing distribution and analytics, and keeping those companies that you mentioned as customers of List Hub is part and parcel of that. So no discussion, and quite frankly, from my standpoint, I don't see there being any major change or modification of that.
It's reassuring to know. It's reassuring to know that it's kind of moving forward, and you know, I guess the status quo is kind of being maintained during this acquisition process.
Absolutely, because again, that we believe that, you know, this whole acquisition is designed to benefit the industry, and part and parcel of that benefit is this idea of a single platform that the List Hub company has been building through its initial syndication work, and then adding on to that with data analytics and reporting, and modifying that or you know going a different avenue would not be beneficial to that purpose, and contrary to the whole reason we did the acquisition, which was to help the industry be better.
Absolutely. Well, now, in terms of the acquisition, do you know, did Move.com pursue negotiations with News Corp? I'm wondering which firm was the one that kind of initiated the negotiations in this process.
Well, first of all, there was content discussions between the companies regarding, for example, the Wall Street Journal about how we could partner with content. And that's really what got the discussions started. And then as the companies started, you know, I guess getting to know each other, you know, bright minds start coming up with things that maybe weren't part of the initial discussion, and thinking about the desire to share quality content. You know, the fact of the matter is that News Corp is a quality content organization, and Realtor.com is the quality real estate content organization. And when you have those that type of synergies, then you start looking at things that sort of went beyond the initial discussion. So they've been going on for a while, and I can't say that, you know, one party was the aggressor. It was just kind of bright minds coming together and believing that there was a good match here.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like the synergy that you mentioned. It sounds kind of like the sum is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, I guess. Maybe that's the best way to look at it.
Yeah, we look at this as, there's a variety of reasons that companies come together. There are certainly mergers that are born out of operational efficiency. I think, you know, in the context of some of our competitors, that's what's happening in their world, the idea of combining like companies, and out of it, it's a sort of a 1+1 = 2+ type of scenario. We look at the acquisition with News Corp as being a multiplier acquisition. We're not the same company. They're a broad-based global media company that has a tremendous expertise in digital marketing as well as offline marketing. Through channels that we don't currently reach. We are the leading most accurate real estate portal, and we look at the combining of those assets together, not in 1+1 = 2, but 1+1 = 5.
Oh, absolutely. Now, was this announcement earlier this year about the Zillow-Trulia merger, did that factor into this at all? Did that create kind of a nervous tension? Because I know that the rest of the industry has felt kind of uncomfortable, I guess, about that. You know, not necessarily in a bad way, just in kind of a, you know, big things moving around pretty rapidly sort of way. And I'm wondering if that did that kind of inspire the acquisition in any way, or did it play a role?
You know, I'm not going to say it, first of all, not in a nervous way by any stretch of imagination, but an opportunistic way. We look at the Zillow-Trulia merger in connection with our acquisition by News Corp as a huge opportunity. What it does is it creates really now two major competitors who competition is good. We love competition. It's vital to moving the industry forward and delivering, you know, more benefits to the industry. The bottom line is that when that announcement was made, we saw a great opportunity to move forward with this acquisition and in a way to take advantage of that opportunity. You know, at the end of the day, realtors are going to have an opportunity to make choices. The choices are now, in our opinion, pretty clear. You're going to be able to do business with us, or you're going to be able to do business with Brand X. And we think the value proposition that we bring to the table are going to, both today and in the future, clearly surpass what Brand X can provide. The other thing that to keep in mind is that, again, these discussions predated the announcement of the Zillow-Trulia merger. They were not in reaction to it in any way, shape, or form, but definitely it's an opportunity for us now.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you think the acquisition also, do you think this signals kind of a trend in News Corp's business model towards industry-specific software and services? Because one of the things that I kind of want to know about from their perspective was they've been really focused, it seems like, on media in the past. And with the move incorporated acquisition, really, I mean, they're moving into some kind of backbone infrastructure pieces in the real estate industry. You know, Move.com and Realtor.com, those I guess you could consider those, in a sense, media or media-friendly portals, but a lot of the other components of the Move Incorporated group there, that's infrastructure. And so I'm wondering if that signals, you know, maybe the beginnings of a move towards service delivery for them.
Well, I think you have to look at, first of all, they're not new to the domain of real estate. Obviously, News Corp has a significant interest in the REA group, which operates, the major portal in Australia and has operations in Italy and Asia as well. And so real estate is not new. Obviously, they're now stepping into a big industry in organized real estate in the United States, and how, as you know, and the listeners know, how we do real estate here in the United States is much different than how it's done in other countries. Quite frankly, our model is the best model in the world. Our MLS model and our association model is unmatched. And the bottom line is that model relies on software and services, not just a consumer piece, but backbone technology to help brokers and agents utilize and take advantage of what we do on the consumer portal standpoint. And quite frankly, I think that it might be a way for the model that we have in the United States to sort of diffuse to some of these other areas that don't operate so efficiently.
Yeah. Now, do you think, because of just the nature and scope and size of this, do you foresee any kind of reorgs coming down the pipe within Move.com, within the organization itself, or is it just way too soon to tell for that?
Yeah, I think too soon, but I think you also can look at the way that, you know, we're not the first acquisition that News Corp has made, and in the previous, if history lays out the future, you know, they buy good companies, they buy well-run companies, and then they let those companies operate and build on the synergies between what the companies bring to the overall organization. So, you know, I can't speak for News Corp management. I can only tell you that we don't expect big changes here other than synergies that come from this type of acquisition.
Yeah. Now, do you have any feel for how the stockholders feel about this acquisition?
Well, again, I can't speak for the stockholders. As people close to the acquisition know, there was a pretty significant premium that is being offered for Move stock. And my guess is any time that stockholders get a premium, they're happy. But that would be up for the stockholders to decide. And you know, we believe it was a great price for Move stock, and we think that again people will benefit from that.
Well, now Russ, I'd like to get into some of the questions about how the Move.com acquisition affects brokers and agents directly. But before we do that, I want to give you the chance to rest for a sec. So let's take a quick commercial break. Again, I can't thank you enough for being on the show today. I mean, this is, for me, this is just incredibly educational, and it helps to know where things are going. And when we come back from break, then I think we'll explore how the News Corp acquisition may affect our audience directly.
Sounds great.
According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between 8 and 10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending 30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Okay, we're back. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in for Tim and Julie Harris, and this is Real Estate Coaching Radio. And again, we have the honor and the privilege to discuss the News Corporation acquisition of Move Incorporated with Russ Cafano, the Senior Vice President of Industry Relations for Move.com. Well, Russ, welcome back, and let's get into some of the meat and potatoes of how this acquisition may affect brokers and agents. Let me start out here. I'm jumping around a little bit. For anybody who doesn't know, we write all our questions out in advance, and for me, that helps me not to get lost. So I'm jumping around a little bit in these, but I wanted to touch on the open letter to the industry that Move Chairman Joe Hanauer and CEO Steve Berkowitz put together that discusses some of the benefits that are expected to come from the acquisition. That includes a broadened reach for Move through the News Corporation media platform, increased sales and marketing support to drive higher brand awareness, cross-platform promotional opportunities, improved product innovation, and increased site traffic and a better website experience. Now, is this something that you could touch on a little bit for us, Russ?
Absolutely. So, and this is the exciting part. This gets our juices going. First of all, one of the major benefits from this acquisition is the continued commitment to the Realtor brand. I can tell you definitively that this would not have happened without the Realtor brand accompanying this acquisition. It was important both to Move, to News Corp, and to the National Association of Realtors. As our reader or listeners might know, there's a longstanding operating agreement between the National Association of Realtors and Move, Inc., and that operating agreement goes basically into perpetuity and will continue in perpetuity as a part of this process. So the Realtor brand is extremely important to what we do and what we, the mission that we live by every day. So that's sort of first and foremost. Basically, you can think of this in a couple of different ways. One, the reach of News Corp and what that's going to bring to what we do. The bottom line is we know that Realtor.com's success is going to be built on getting to more what we call transaction-ready buyers and sellers. And it's not just anybody that will open up a website, but people that are actually interested in buying, selling, and renting real estate. And if you look at the reach of News Corp and some of their sites like the Wall Street Journal and Barron's, they go to a very, very not necessarily high income producing audience, and because quite frankly, a lot of people have the misconception that the Wall Street Journal is only read by sort of the top 5%, 10% of income generators in the country, and actually 70% of the Wall Street Journal's readership has a household income of less than $100,000, and only 15% own a luxury vehicle. The Wall Street Journal is a really, really one of the most well-respected publications in the world, quite frankly. And again, when you listen to Robert Thompson, the CEO of News Corp, saying that Realtor.com is going to be all over the Wall Street Journal, that's a huge, huge asset that we can build on in terms of the reach of our consumer audience. We are also looking at cross-promotional opportunities and ability to look at what we do in the home buying and selling segment with what the News Corp audience is looking and cross-promoting, creating ways for those audiences to leverage each other and provide benefits to each other. So that's a big piece. And then the resources that a News Corp can bring to us in the context of marketing and development and innovation. One of the things that Robert Thompson again said in his remarks on the morning of the acquisition was that the marketing effort at Move was not going to increase incrementally, it was going to increase fundamentally. And when you increase marketing spend, you increase viewership, and increased viewership leads to more leads, and more leads creates more business for realtors. So it's a great flywheel for not only the industry but the realtor brand.
So basically, what you're suggesting then is instead of being incremental change, instead of saying our reach will increase a little bit more, we'll be able to expose a few more people. You're saying that this is going to be a disruptive change. Then this is going to be something where it could really transform the way that the Move Corporation is able to reach out to people. Brand awareness. I mean, new marketing channels. And in terms of agents and brokers. In theory, I mean, do you think it's possible that listings that they put together might actually show up in the Wall Street Journal or Wall Street Journal Online kind of a thing?
Well, again, not going to go out and say what's going to happen, but I can tell you that your point is, yes, this is a game changer. We use that term a lot here. It's a game changer in the context of the reach of Realtor.com. We don't anticipate having just incremental changes in the reach, and I wouldn't be surprised for Realtor.com and listings to have some connection to the Wall Street Journal moving forward.
Okay. So it sounds like, and again, this and the benefits that Hanauer and Berkowitz had described in that letter shouldn't be surprising to anybody that those are really media-related benefits, right? Because this is a media corporation buyout. So it sounds like this signals an overall shift in the Move Incorporated strategy towards becoming a more media-integrated company then. That's something where, in addition to the infrastructure, it sounds like you guys are really building out that media part of it, and as a byproduct of being acquired, you should be able to offer that many more media assets to agents and brokers.
Well, it's so our mantra has been content to connection to close. That's how we look at our value proposition to the industry. Obviously, content is listing data. Listing data is got to be viewed by consumers who are looking to buy or sell real estate. The reach of that is incredibly important, but it doesn't end there. It's the beginning of the flywheel. We provide value in delivering, obviously, leads to the industry and connecting them to transaction-ready buyers and sellers, and doing that with an audience that already comes in that's a higher quality, more transaction ready buyer seller is going to lead. I hate to use this pun, is to lead to better leads. The industry has a challenge right now. There are more and more and more online leads being delivered to the industry, and the industry, the next sort of innovative piece of the industry, is not just delivering more leads, but delivering better leads, and then creating the tools to manage those in a way that generates offline relationships, because that's where the realtors really shine, is in that relationship offline once we connect them online to enable a closing. Because at the end of the day, and this goes back to sort of my background in the brokerage industry, until there's a closing, that realtor has not received any value. And so our whole goal is to make sure that we can take this vast amount of consumers that are out there searching for property and realtor relationships on the internet, deliver them to the right realtor for them, and then fundamentally allow them to manage that transaction to a close. And what that does, it generates the benefit of a home sale, somebody's home owning, and a realtor is making money.
Well, Russ, that is a perfect segue to my next question. And I'm interested in this one, in terms of buying and selling leads online or selling leads online. It seems like Move and all of the competitors in the industry right now are becoming more and more and more heavily involved with selling leads. And, it's something that's been around for a while, but I'm wondering, is selling leads a trend that is now a permanent, fundamental part of the industry? Is this a change that's occurred where it went from, I think in the past a lot of agents viewed buying leads as being supplemental, but it seems like it's becoming so ubiquitous now. Is this basically a fundamental change in the industry itself?
I think so. Again, what you're seeing now is it used to be sort of that online real estate was something that you had an option to be involved with. I think we're seeing now with the number of consumers that are migrating to online real estate and the upcoming millennials. Again, these we're looking at people in the 20s and early 30s who know nothing about the way that this industry used to operate, live and die on their mobile devices, and they're the hugest wave of future home buyers. And you look at those trends, online real estate is basically part and parcel of real estate. I don't think you can even say online real estate anymore. I think you say real estate, and that basically assumes that you're online. And the bottom line is that companies like Realtor.com, it takes a lot of money to do what we do. And in the context of that, we want to deliver value. The way we deliver value is through leads.
Yeah, yeah. Now, right now, all of those are buyer leads, right? But do you know if there are any plans or rumors to start doing seller leads? Is that something that's kind of the next wave, do you think, in leads? Or because I've seen there are a few places that are kind of touching on that, but it's all kind of self-generation at this point. Do you know if Move has thought about getting into seller leads at all?
Well, not specifically, but you know, I'm never going to say never. You know, we'll look at what the industry. One thing we do is a lot is we collaborate with the industry on things that they think might be beneficial to help them develop better client relationships. So it's certainly a possibility, but there's no detailed plans. What we are doing is focusing on right now profiles. The bottom line is that. Agent profiles, agent identity online has got to be something that is ubiquitous within the agent industry. And at the end of the day, we believe that when a consumer is looking for a realtor, they come to Realtor.com. And so if we're building, in fact, we just launched what we call our all-new agent profiles on Realtor.com. Any realtor can go and upgrade their profile to this new profile template. It's beautiful. It's got all sorts of social media functionality to it. And at the end of the day, if you've got a great profile, which doesn't cost anything, by the way, you can create lead opportunities and not have to, quote, unquote, pay for them. So profiles is definitely a place we're moving. And like I said, I would encourage all the listeners to go onto Realtor.com and access a new profile and take advantage of the benefits there.
Oh, wonderful. Now, would they have to be a member of the National Association of Realtors to use that tool, or can any agent use that?
Any agent can go and go on to Realtor.com and get a profile. However, we obviously, you know, have being the side of the National Association of Realtors, we promote realtors. And so realtors get a few more benefits in the context of how consumers find them on Realtor.com. So certainly any agent can go and access them, but realtors are given an advantage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I would definitely reinforce that. You know, on Real Estate Coaching Radio and Tim and Julie Harris in particular, we're all very pro National Association of Realtors because it is out there working, you know, 24/7, 365 to help, especially in the legislative realm, to help preserve the rights and the ability of real estate agents to really conduct their practice in the best way possible. And I think it's also promoting best practices and ethics, which are something that just, it helps the entire industry overall. So
yeah,
we're right there with you.
Yeah, if I can just give you the URL to that is realtor.com/profile. The listeners can type that into their browser and get right to it and see the great things we're doing. And this is just the start. We've got lots of plans in place and would encourage folks to stay tuned with some of the things we're going to be coming out with because we're excited about them.
Well, now, also, I wanted to ask about integration, and this gets kind of into the nuts and bolts, so forgive me if I'm getting too technical, but, you know, one of the things that we're seeing, you said it a minute ago, I think it's a perfect quote, you know, you can't say online real estate anymore, you just have to say real estate, and I would agree with that. The technology, especially the web, is such an integral part of real estate today that, you know, we're seeing tools and gizmos and web-enabled this and that and mobile stuff pop up left and right. Now, in your product lines, do you know, is there a big push internally to integrate with a lot of the stuff that's out there? I know it's difficult because there's so much out there, it's tough to know where to start. But I wanted to ask and see what you might know about any initiatives in that area.
Well, so first of all, again, our business involves both the consumer-facing piece and the tools and platform pieces of the industry. So, you know, Realtor.com is a consumer-facing piece. We have products, for example, Five Street. We have products like Tiger Lead and Top Producer. And when you look at those products along the continuum of connecting buyers and sellers looking on the internet to a close, for example, Five Street is a lead aggregation piece of technology that we know that realtors get leads from us, but they also get leads from all sorts of sources. And having to access multiple platforms to look at those leads is not efficient. So, and we know there's lots of leads coming out there. So Five Street helps agents manage their leads in one place. Tiger Lead is a lead platform on steroids. It really, really, for people that really want to work online leads, Tiger Leads has aggregation, but also creates another level of online lead generation. And then Top Producer is the quite frankly, the oldest and most well-known CRM in the industry, because once you develop that lead, you've got to manage that relationship to closing and then beyond, because we know that the industry needs to do a better job not only of managing to a transaction level, but then make sure they maintain that relationship with that buyer or seller after the transaction for repeat business.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned, you know, now this is just personal, but I don't fully understand. I'm not sure if you're able to explain that to me or not. The difference between Five Street and Tiger Leads. You're saying that Five Street is primarily an aggregator. So if I was buying leads from Realtor.com as well as potentially Zillow and Trulia and other places, that would be a Five Street function. Whereas the lead generation, that might go more into Tiger Leads, right?
Right, because Tiger Lead, you actually get a separate website that you can use to generate your own leads off that website that integrates with a back-end lead aggregation and management system. So it's like I said, it's lead generation on steroids.
Okay. Well, now it seems like, and going back to kind of the larger level picture here, it seems like this acquisition is part of a larger cycle of industry consolidation, and I would attribute that, and maybe this is an educated guess, but I would attribute that to kind of the rapid explosion of real estate technology into the internet economy that we've seen over the last decade. Does that seem like a fairly accurate statement? And if so, do you think that means that we'll continue to see acquisitions and mergers as the larger companies kind of absorb some of the smaller brands that are out there?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things. One, it's a combination of the complexity of what it takes to run a business like Move and Realtor.com and our ListHub platform and our SaaS products like Top Producer and Tiger Lead and Five Street. It's a complex business, and then the capital resources necessary to do it are immense as well. And that's, you know, again, you look at what's going on in the acquisition space, and then you look at other industries that have sort of started out in sort of moving a traditional business or industry from offline to online. Let's take the travel industry, and you basically have some consolidation because of the natural efficiencies in running just a couple of different platforms. And so I think I think we're still at an embryonic phase of online real estate and what we do and what our competitors do. I see new people coming into the space all the time, gaining some traction. And then as those become accretive to our mission and helping the industry become more efficient and better at what it does, then they become acquisition targets. So I think that flywheel is, again, there's a ton of money, venture money being spent on real estate technology plays right now, and I think that will continue at least for the foreseeable future. And hopefully we'll identify some of those folks as they build their businesses and they become part of the Move Network.
And that helps everyone, I think. That just adds more benefits for everyone. Well,
absolutely.
Russ, we're almost out of time for today. And again, I want to sincerely thank you for the time that you've given us. And I'd also like to give you an open invitation to come back on the show anytime that you have something to share with our audience. Now, before we close, I'm wondering if you have any thoughts to leave our audience with today.
Well, I do. I have one thought, and that is, you know, this idea of syndication, that's a big buzzword in the industry right now, and we are all about broker control and broker knowledge. And when I say broker, I'm saying broker in the context of broker and agent, the relationship between broker and agent and listing data. And so what I would – and I would love to come on at another time and talk more about this if you want, but we're moving from a period where brokers and agents need to not only get their information out into the world and publish it where they think it's going to benefit them and their clients, but also have the right control over that data and understanding through analytics what that publishing is doing for them from a return on investment standpoint. And there are a lot of attempts right now for companies to ask for direct feeds of listing data. And I would just say, you know what, make sure before you go down that path, you really know what that's doing for you, both the short-term and long-term intended and unintended consequences of that before you make those decisions. And so I think we're moving quickly to a world of big data in real estate. And the industry, the more that they can get educated on the impacts of that, the more powerful they'll be, and quite frankly, the better partners they'll be for companies like us.
Wonderful. Well, I'll tell you, if you're open to it, it sounds like you've just kind of outlined a whole slew of topics for an upcoming show, so we'll have to work on getting that scheduled.
That's good.
In the meantime, thank you again. I want to recommend to the audience that everyone go and visit realtor.com/profile. And Russ, I want to thank you for your time. And that has been another episode of Real Estate Coaching Radio. I'm Tim Ventura, filling in with Tim and Julie Harris. We have had the distinct honor and pleasure of speaking with Russ Cofano from Move Incorporated about the merger with News Corporation. I'm sorry, the acquisition by News Corporation. Thank you again, and have a wonderful weekend.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.